It might have been all too neat if Benjamin Britten was born in 1914 instead of 1913, allowing him to share his centenary with the start of the First World War. After all, the work often cited as his greatest achievement, The War Requiem, had that conflict and the war poetry of Wilfred Owen as its starting point. The matter will be slightly fixed on Saturday evening in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin when the Royal Irish Academy perform War Requiem on the composer's birthday. The performance features, among others, the allied powers of the Royal Irish Academy of Music Symphony Orchestra, the RIAM Chamber Players, the RIAM Chorale, the Dublin Bach Singers and the Boys of the Palestrina Choir, all under the command of our guest this time on Culture File, James Kavanagh. Raymond Blake went to meet Kavanagh at rehearsals in the sonically boisterous environs of the Academy.
I buried my head in the score as far back as last July, and I've hardly left it down. It's so big, it's, as I said, and there's a lot of learning. Now, we started rehearsals 3 weeks ago with the Symphony Orchestra here. We had sectional rehearsals. We brought people in from the RT Symphony Orchestra and indeed our own teachers here. So they break up into small groups, spend the day learning their bits and pieces. While that's been going on, Blondin Murphy, who's in charge of the choir here, has been working with the choir since last September. And last Saturday, this day last week, I put the full symphony orchestra together for the first time with the choir.
What passing beds for these who die as cattle?
So at the end of the day, what we have is a piece of music, and this is what I think is absolutely wonderful about it, where the poetry of Wilfred Owen, which is wonderful in itself, is really supported with wonderful music. Sometimes with composers, when they take poetry like this, the music can sort of usurp the poetry and sort of outdo it, if you want, for want of a better term. But this, the music that Britten has composed supports the poetry, and it's the poetry is really what it's all about, and this whole concept of war and the stupidity of war. Britten himself was a pacifist. He was known, he was practically cut off from society in England. He went to live in New York during the war. So there's a fascinating background to this whole work.
So you guys are going to get, these are these shells coming up over the trenches. You know? That's exactly what it is. So make it sound like that, okay? Don't be afraid of it. Okay, with John now, please, Ivor, number 9.
For me, the most spine-chilling moment in it is in the last poem, where the tenor basically is the English, or the Western, the English soldier, and the baritone is the German side of it. The tenor sort of goes down this dark tunnel, and there's dead bodies all over the place, obviously left over from the war, and one of them springs up. It turns out it was a German soldier he had killed the day before. So they have this little debate, and then at the end of the day, the tenor sings, basically, and here's the pacifist thing, he just says, "Let us sleep now." And then you have the most incredibly serene, beautiful piece of music probably ever composed. But this is one of the greatest choral works.
Only the suffering of life was left is better and better off.
There's a lady called Olive Smith, who's very prevalent in the early days, the 50s, and sort of she formed the Music Association of Ireland, and she lobbied a lot for a concert hall in Dublin. She was way ahead of the posse. She was a lady, actually, who actually formed the National Youth Orchestra of Ireland in 1971. But she was a person, she brought the War Requiem to to Dublin in 1963. Teabhach Paul conducted it. He was an ex principal conductor of what was then the RTE Symphony Orchestra.
You have a copy there, Jimmy, of the original programme. Can you just...
Yeah, well, it's St. Patrick's Cathedral, Wednesday the 27th of March, 1963. And it was organised by the Concert and Assembly Hall Limited. So this was a lobbying group that was set up at the time to get the concert hall going. Opus 66, it says at the bottom of the very first page, members of the audience are requested not to applaud. There will be no interval.
Will you be well, Saturday? Will there be a similar injunction on the programme?
I'm not that type of person because, do you know the way sometimes when people go to symphony orchestra concerts and it's four movements in the symphony and you hear someone clapping after the first movement? You know, I love that. I think that's just fantastic. It's not in the right place, so what? But like, there's people showing their enthusiasm. They've come, they've paid, and they want to show their appreciation.
War Requiem conductor James Kavanagh there talking to Raymond Blake, and that performance is on this Saturday, the 22nd of November at 8 p.m. in St. Patrick's Cathedral, and tickets are from nch.ie. And Dublin's other conservatoire, DIT Conservatory of Music and Drama, is also in Britain action this week with two performances of the composer's children's opera Noah's Flood in St. Patrick's Cathedral on November 20th and Ockram Street Church on November 23rd. Tickets for those are from entertainment.ie. IE.